move on because on the hotline here on the Breakfast Club, we've been able to track down one of the best golfers on the planet, Abraham Anser, who, of course, was the Australian Open champion last year. He's going to be in the President's Cup representing the international team at Royal Melbourne later in the year in December, and he's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club right now, in fact. Abraham, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Not a problem, buddy. We are wrapped to have you on the program, and we're wrapped to have you at Royal Melbourne in December for the President's Cup. You've obviously got things in the meantime in the build-up to that, but just the opportunity to play in the President's Cup, to be the first Mexican to play in the President's Cup. How's that sit with you?
Oh, man, it's huge. I am so excited to go back to Australia and play in such a big event. That was one of my main goals for this season, is to get on that team, and I absolutely love my time in Australia last year and can't wait to be back. I mean, the fans out there were phenomenal, and I think for the President's Cup, it's going to be even better.
The impact of your Australian Open victory on your career since that victory last year in Sydney, how big an impact has that made on your career?
It was big. It was really big. It gave me a lot of confidence going into the season. Also gave me a lot of points towards the President's Cup team, which obviously was really big. And, I mean, I learned a lot. That was my first time in Australia, different kind of golf. I've never played over there, so I felt like I learned a lot, and I loved that kind of golf, which, like I said, was a lot of fun. The fans are great. And then after the Australian Open, I played the World Cup in Melbourne at Metro, which is pretty close to Royal Port Road. I totally confused there with the golf course. It's right on Melbourne, yeah. I absolutely love that kind of golf. And like I said, I'm ecstatic to be heading back to Australia.
So we're obviously really proud of our what we call the Sandbelt courses down here. And obviously you said you played at Metro last year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to go to Royal Melbourne to have a look when you were down?
We actually had a dinner presenting the new logo for the international team, and I got to see a little bit of the golf course. I didn't play or anything, but we got to see how it looked, and man, it looks really, really good, and I've heard nothing but great things, and I know pretty much every course in the Sandbelt is phenomenal.
So when you played at Metro, were you surprised? Because it is obviously very different to courses you would play in America and pretty much all around the world. What did you take out of that playing at Metro that week?
I wasn't surprised. I was just really enjoying it. I like how the bunkering is there. You know, how the greens just go straight to the bunker. There's no rough or anything. You have to be really creative around the greens. You have to really have a solid short game to get up and down. And I enjoy that. I enjoy being able to, if you miss a green, you gotta be on your A game to get that ball up and down, which I really enjoy that.
Abraham, it would be remiss of us to talk about not to talk about today and your efforts today and then going on to next week in the FedEx Cup Finals. So you're peaking at the right time in terms of your form. How are you feeling about your chances next week? I know you're a little bit back in terms of points and the new system and the way next week plays out, but how's your form and how's today?
Yeah, I feel like I've been playing good all year. I mean, just whenever kind of the putter gets hot, I've had a good week. But yeah, like this week, I felt like I played okay. I just didn't really get much out of my rounds, and I feel like I'm playing really good.
And how
I'm looking forward to next. What's up?
Yeah, sorry. And how was today with Tiger? You played with Tiger, I believe.
Yeah, Tiger and Webb Simpson. We had a good time. Obviously, tons and tons of people. Played solid. Didn't make any birdies on the back or on the last 6-7 holes. I didn't give myself any opportunities, but I feel good. I feel good playing in front of all that people, and with Tiger, it's always fun to play.
And when you come to Australia, do you travel all as a team, or are you planning to come over early? What's the process there?
Well, I think I gotta go defend, right? I gotta go defend the Australian Open.
Oh, that's right,
and then,
yeah.
And then go to do the President's Cup, yeah.
And the format itself, the President's Cup format, team golf is very different to individual golf when you're out there weekly on the grind on the tour. Do you enjoy that change of dynamic with the team mentality?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I love team events. At Metro, I played with my buddy Roberto Diaz, the World Cup, and that was the first time that we played together as as a team. We had a great week. We ended up finishing second, tied with Australia, by the way. And I absolutely love feeling just that you have a partner there to bail you out, or you have to bail him out. And just that whole vibe of having a teammate is just, for me, really, really fun.
And it must be motivating to try and beat the United States, let's be honest.
Everyone wants that.
You cut off a little bit there, sorry.
I was just saying, it must be good to try and beat the U.S. That's what we all want.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a competition. You don't want to just show up there and just have a good time. You definitely want to win, and that's definitely our goal for sure.
So have you spent much time together as a team? I know you've had some media opportunities and you've got together occasionally, but I mean, the reality is the international team hasn't done too well against the United States over the time. What perhaps can you do differently to try and turn the tables?
Yeah, I think Ernie's doing a phenomenal job about that. Obviously, being an international team, we got guys from all over the world, different cultures, different languages. So it can be a little tough to kind of bond sometimes, but Ernie has really helped with that this year and getting to know each other even better, and just hanging out, playing some golf and practice rounds, and I think it's helped a lot. I feel really comfortable with the guys on the team, and I'm really looking forward to getting there and just being a team since day one, you know?
Well, we really enjoyed your work last year at the Australian Open and the World Cup as well at Metro. This year it's the President's Cup, and you'll be playing for our team, Abraham, the international team. We're very excited about that. We look forward to seeing how that goes, but you've got more things in pressing matters in mind with the end of the FedEx Cup. Good luck with that. We appreciate your time. We'll see you in December.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to see you guys down there.